providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Welcome in. This is KE Reports Politics Weekend Special. Now on the phone, we've got Dan Placenti, our financial man out of the Bay Area, or at least down in that area, trying to hide out and survive. Al's on the line, and this is Jim McKinney. And we're talking about what's going to happen and what's happening right now with lockdowns, with labor, with the federal requirements for mandatory vaccinations, with the Biden regime's policies to penalize businesses with over 100 employees if they do not force vaccinations for the employees. And then inside their $3.5 trillion boondoggle budget, actually putting penalties in there at up to $700,000 an incident for businesses that fail to follow their draconian orders. And so, you know, I guess I am absolutely astounded at how far this administration is willing to go to force mandates, and how negatively it's going to impact not only the labor economy, but individual rights and civil liberties in this nation. But I'm kind of curious what your thoughts are on it, Dan, if you could go ahead and bring us up to date what you think and what you've seen and heard.
Well, good to be with you guys. I got to tell you, we have to decide as Americans whether we're a free people or not. I mean, we have to occasionally take a little bit of time and decide who runs the government. Is it us or is it them? And who are these people? The arrogance of these people that they can come in and they know all truth. They know everything. They know what science is. They know what science is going to tell us at a future date. And so they feel like they can, from their perch, they can tell us what to do, how to behave, and what to put in our bodies. We just have to decide as Americans whether we're a free people or not. And you watch the footage from Canada and Australia and places like that, and lesser countries that are, you know, dictatorships, and you watch how they just own their people, and they tell them what to do, and they restrict them from doing basic things. We have paralyzed ourselves by allowing these people to just run roughshod over us. The answer is no. It's no. We will not submit to these things. We will make these judgments. If companies want to make it as a condition of business that you must be vaccinated or you must get this testing at this period of time and this however frequently, then that's fine. That's a condition of business. They're private businesses. They can do that. I don't care for that, but if that's what they want to do, that's what they want to do. But the government has no role in this. They have no business in this. And as I've discussed in previous spots, the federal government has zero role in this. The states might have a hand in this, but really this is a decision for the people.
You know, every
doctor, Jimmy, let me just jump in for a second. Every doctor who I have spoken to has said exactly the same thing to me. They have said it's a personal choice. My question at this point is purely and simply, what facts, F-A-C-T-S, do we have that the COVID immunization is not negative for human beings in any way, shape, or form? And what facts do we have that the immunization truly, truly is an important enough addition to our body because it works? It will save the lives of people. What facts do we have that that's the case? Either one of you guys go ahead and take this.
Well, I definitely want to address that. Last night I read a very interesting article discussing, it was basically a doctor that had done research on the VIRS, the reporting system. And he was talking specifically about the number of negative events from the vaccination. And he compared it against flu. He compared it against vaccinations over the last 50 years. I think it's close to 50 or at least 30 years that they've had the VIRS reporting system in place. You're hearing the media say, well, it's not accurate. And in fact, that's true because it's self-reporting. It's doctors reporting. Individuals can report based on it. But what they don't say is that, in fact, the information that's being provided is actually fairly accurate, and the CDC knows it. And what he was saying is it's ideally just a warning system to do more research. And what they're finding is that the number of deaths for the vaccination is 91 times, not 91%, 91 times higher than all other vaccination protocols since they began testing. 91 times higher for deaths for the vaccine. He said, now, when you, in any way you look at that, that's a huge warning sign and you should be doing the research. But what we know is that Pfizer, when they stopped, when they were given FDA approval a month ago in order to make, to, you know, justify this, the vaccine to be mandatory, they actually have injected all their case subjects, all their, people that were known to be, that were given a placebo rather than the vaccine. They gave them all the vaccines. So there's no long study, no long-term study in order to analyze what the real ramifications are of these vaccines. And that Americans should be absolutely afraid of. Absolutely afraid of.
Danny, jump in here. You got about 4 minutes.
Yeah, you know, so I would say that is the answer. The fact of the matter is we don't know what the safety profile is of these vaccines. Because they were on an abbreviated schedule to be approved, first as an emergency vaccine, and then later an approval for one of them, and so and the approvals are going to dribble in. But it's on a much shorter schedule, so we don't know. But the nuanced answer is that every human walking the earth is different. We're all different. Some of us can handle a vaccine. Some of us might look like we can handle the vaccine, and maybe we can't because of the way that our body works. Maybe we can't, but a lot of people have other conditions that don't make them suitable for the vaccine. So it's not the government's role to come in and just tell everybody, hey, you must have this. I watched our Giants, San Francisco Giants, play last night, and on the field it says, get vaxxed. Honestly, look where we are, where a baseball team is telling humans to put a medicine in their bodies. It's stunning where we've come to, how political this is. No baseball team should be in the business of telling people what to do medically. So
or Stephen
this
Colbert
is where we are.
Yeah, Stephen Colbert on TV doing, you know, little dance routines of get the vax, get the vax. I mean, this is insanity. You know, what the heck is happening?
They should be humiliated by this behavior. Absolutely humiliated. Now, here, they are being supported. I'm a financial person, so I don't want to give advice one way or the other for people. But I would like to respect their rights, and they do have rights in this circumstance. They should be able to say, hey, listen, from what I've read, from what I've seen, the fact that it's untested, and knowing my body, I just don't want to do it. And we should respect that decision, because we're going through this where the vaxxed people are pointing out the non-vaxxed, like a Dr. Seuss story here. And these poor non-vaxxed people, they aren't any more threat to the vaxxed people than a vaxxed person is. Everybody can still get the virus. These vaccines are losing their ability to protect us against the disease. So everyone can carry it. Everyone can pass it, whether they're vaxxed or not. Maybe it's a little higher for one or the other. That remains to be seen. But the fact of the matter is people should be respected. And if you as a vaxxed person don't like the people that are unvaxxed, hate them, which sounds like we're getting to, then stay away from them. Or keep your distance or practice greater controls in your own life if you want to. But this has gotten to insane proportions.
Well, that's I can't agree any more strongly. I am so tired of hearing that the unvaccinated are risking everybody else's life. Heck no. If you're
Jimmy, got to put you over to the next half. Ladies and gentlemen, a real quick commercial break. Be right back.